Keith Peters reporting the trial of Senator Bob Menendez, a New Jersey Democrat, has begun in a Manhattan federal court. Larry Neumeister reports on what prosecutors said during opening statements.
A prosecutor said that gold bars and cash found in the home he shared with his wife, Nadine Menendez, in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey, were the result of bribes from three New Jersey businessmen who wanted the senator since 2018 to carry out acts on their behalf that would help them make money.
A lawyer for Senator Menendez laid blame for the bribery charges the senator faces squarely on his wife, a woman he found dazzling, but who, his lawyer said, hid her past dire finances and the source of her newfound income from her powerful husband. At a Senate hearing on Capitol Hill, security officials warn that America's foreign adversaries will once again seek to influence the upcoming U.S. election. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
It is now easier and cheaper than ever to create lifelike images, video, and audio that can fool even the most discerning voter. Other tools of disinformation include state media, online influencers, and networks of fake accounts that can quickly amplify false and misleading content. Russia, China, and Iran remain the main actors looking to interfere with the upcoming election. During the hearing, top security officials did say that the U.S. has greatly improved its ability to safeguard election security and to identify and combat foreign disinformation campaigns. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
On Wall Street, record highs today as the Dow was up by 349 points. The Nasdaq rose 231. The S&P 500 advanced 61. This is SRN News. America's churches are being urged to pray for Israel.
The Family Research Council is heading a coalition of ministries that are urging congregations to set aside time this coming Sunday to show support for the Jewish state with prayer. FRC President Tony Perkins says, quote, "It is abundantly clear that we, as leaders within the Christian community, should come together to demonstrate our unwavering support for Israel, anchored in the Word of God." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear is trying to elevate his profile in the Democratic Party, and he seems to believe abortion will be his stepping stone. Beshear is planning a trip to Tennessee next month to speak out against the neighboring state's pro-life laws. The governor campaigned against his state's near-total abortion ban in winning re-election last year. He will speak in Nashville, Tennessee at an event called Championing Reproductive Freedom. This is SRN News. The number of deadly drug overdoses, as recorded by the Centers for Disease Control, fell last year. Correspondent Rich Thomason reports.
The CDC says roughly 107,500 people died of overdoses in the U.S. last year. That was down 3% from 2022. It's too soon to know what spurred the decline, but experts are reacting cautiously. They say the decline is relatively small. They also note that the last time there was a decline in 2018, drug fatalities shot up in subsequent years. Rich Thomason reporting.
The U.S. Department of Justice says it will investigate conditions in Kentucky's youth detention centers. The federal probe follows a state auditor's report that says Kentucky's juvenile justice system has problems with the use of force and isolation techniques. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.